Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Holy smokes!
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show and T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T. And that is Psycho T, a man in the green. The man who was 4 for 5 last night, turning it around and making a little bread. He's got best bets, and he believes he's on the roll, folks, so stay tuned for that as we continue to roll through. But, Clint, the latest is, before we get you ready for game two, and this should be an interesting night for the Astros offense. They struggled last night, and the ace of the Phillies, Zach Wheeler, is going tonight. But, more Astros news first before we get to that. And get you the lineups and get you ready for that. The Astros and shortstop Jeremy Peña, Clint, were deep into contract extension discussions for a deal that exceeded 5 years, $105 million, before he made the decision to switch agents. And obviously, as we talked about yesterday, if you were just coming through, he switched to Scott Boras. And by the way, Hunter Brown also switched to Scott Boras too, so that is...
You picked that up with Robert earlier?
Well, I saw that yesterday as well. He had made the switch, and Robert did say that if you missed that, Robert Flores with us about 3:45. Go back and listen to that full interview. But in this point, does this make you feel good about the Astros' chances in bringing back Jeremy Peña? Obviously, we've seen their recent history of the last 4 or 5 years or so. Clint, they haven't paid many of these dudes. Maybe it's just been, you know, Yordan. They haven't paid these guys. Does this make you feel better about that?
No, not one bit. You're talking about the learning that they offered him a deal of 105 for over 5 years, or the fact that he hired Scott Boras? I mean, the reality of it is Scott Boras is the best agent in the baseball game, and he doesn't specialize in getting his young players short-term team-friendly deals. I mean, he's going after the long-term deals for huge money. And right now, Jeremy Peña is at his peak. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know if they get a deal done or if they wait this thing out for two more years. I have no idea what advice he's getting from Scott Boras, but I know it's not a team-friendly deal. It's interesting. Anytime somebody switches agents in the middle of being offered 105 over 5 years, there's got to be a reason behind it. Somebody said, well, pump the brakes and let's think about what we're doing here. And it's not hard to get to a place where Jeremy Peña had a solid resume before with some bright moments, small sample sizes, but bright moments in the biggest moments of the World Series. But the overall package of Jeremy Peña has, you know, I think has paled in comparison to where it is right now. If he can do what he's doing right now, or even remotely close to what he's doing right now over an entire season, I think the money's going to jump significantly for him. 105 over five, you're looking at $21 million a year. You compare that to the deal that Correa signed a few years ago. Correa is a almost $34 million a year guy. I got to believe that Jeremy Peña, if he continues doing what he's doing right now, he's going to be closer to that 30 number, if not higher, than he is the 20 number. So, I would have liked for the Astros, obviously, to have gone ahead and got that 105 five-year deal done. But good for Jeremy Pena in terms of getting the biggest agent's attention and getting on board with him. I wonder if Hunter Brown went that route, and then Hunter Brown and Pena had a conversation. Like, hey, man, you might want to wait a second.
Yeah.
I'd like to know the details behind how it all went down.
What this would put him at right now is 21 a year. That would put him 12th in baseball in terms of shortstops is where that would – that would put him right behind Javi Baez, who's at $23 million. That would put him at 12th in Major League Baseball when it comes to shortstop. And to be honest with you, his body of work, that may be a little high. Like, his body of work before you got to this year. This year, as Ruffalo said, he's a legit MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Right? Up to this point. Now, obviously, he would need to show more, but I would assume, Clint, if this continues this year where he plays to this level, that damn it's enough for Scott Boras. Like, we're not taking $21 million.
Right.
Like, this
right.
is going to be a big thing, and I know Tyler and Clint, I probably shouldn't say this, but damn it, they're going to sign one of these guys, right? I mean, they're not. Like, they're not going to just keep sitting here and rolling, all right, man, we'll let Correa go. We'll let Bregman go. We'll let Tucker go. We'll let Cole go. We'll let Springer go. We'll let – like, they're going to sign one of these guys, right? And now we know they signed Yordan, but obviously a deal came with it. I don't know that a team – I don't know. Now that Scott Boras is involved, I'm certain a team-friendly deal – is not coming through it. You want him to continue to play the way he is, but obviously that 105, Clint, is probably, with Scott Boras there, probably at the very least double.
Yeah, Crane tried to sneak one in under the radar, didn't he?
That's smart move. They got deep into that thing, and I guess my man said, no. I'm good. By the way, tonight he will lead off. Let's get you ready for tonight's game two against the Phillies. Pena leads off as usual. Paredes behind him. Altuve is at second base at the Daikin tonight. Caratini is in catching. He is in the four hole with Cam Smith batting fifth, which seems to be his spot right now in front of Christian Walker. Jake Meyers in the lineup in center. And Cooper Hummel, the star from last night who won the game, and then Trammell is back. He gets his first time this year in the lineup and at the plate coming off of injury. So they are looking to win this series tonight, but they will have a tough one as they have old Colton Gordon is going tonight.
Sir!
I know. Your guy, he is going tonight. As they will face Zach Wheeler, and this is a bit of a tough go of it tonight because this is their best starter against a guy that you're just hoping to fill up innings until some of your guys get back healthy.
Well, I mean, look, these guys have answered the bell more times than not. Talking about Colton Gordon, Big C, talking about Ryan Gusto, talking about Brendan Walter. I mean, these guys have answered the bell more than not. So. What the hell, man? I'm interested. I want to watch. I'll see if Big C can hold his own against Zach Wheeler tonight. I'll be there for it.
Well, by the way, Ron, your boy over here, myself, I'm gonna be in the Daikin Park tonight.
That's right, down the first.
Where are you sitting,
first base line, folks?
Yeah, that's right.
How close? What do you got?
10? Oh wait,
row 10.
It might be the third base line.
Oh, that would help.
It's one of the baselines down in that first bowl. Pretty close to the action. You know how I do it.
You're inside 10?
You know how I do it.
Are you
inside 10 rows?
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Damn, tight.
No, it's row 13.
It's row 13, huh?
Yeah, that's my lucky number, man. There funny how things work out, huh?
Yeah.
He changed it quickly to his the lucky number, baby.
I was just trying to think of it, but yeah.
Kick his ass, Seabass!
5 o'clock fire.
All right. The NBA draft tonight, fellas, and it looks like, as we all know, as soon as Nico Harrison was given that gift from God to get the number one pick, Cooper Flagg will go to the Dallas Mavericks. The rest of what is predicted to be the top five will be Dylan Harper going to the Spurs, as Brandon Scott said. The two in-state rivals of the Rockets are going 1-2 in this draft. The Sixers, VJ Ejikom, who was at Baylor last year. The Hornets are getting Con Knipple, according to the mock here from Duke. And then Utah finishing out the top five, Jeremiah Fears out of Oklahoma. Those of you wondering what that 10 pick may look like, we'll see tonight. But they're projecting that Carter Bryant, the Suns, who obviously got that 10th pick from the Rockets, a forward, will go potentially to the Suns there at pick 10. How they got that from the Rockets. So that is tonight, and I'm wondering, you're a little concerned about. Everybody talks about the Spurs because Victor being there and De'Aaron Fox being there. They got the number two pick. What about Dallas? Dallas give you some concerns, some worries here down the stretch as the Rockets are starting to build themselves up.
When I saw the contract, was it a contract extension for the guard?
Oh, yeah, Kyrie Irving for got a three-year deal. Yep.
Got a three-year deal, and you start looking at Kyrie Irving, a bona fide, you know, bucket, you know, that can handle it, that can go get it, alongside KD. Who, I understand he's frustrating, but when he's right, he's really, really good, obviously. And then if you get Cooper Flagg, and Cooper Flagg is a guy that is in the league a lot like he was in college in terms of just being mature beyond his years and is able to make that transition, yeah, I think the Mavericks probably scare me a little bit more at that point in time, assuming everybody's healthy and assuming everybody can go whenever that is. I think the Mavericks probably scare me a little bit more than the Spurs.
Yeah, and as I said to you earlier, man, I feel a little different about Cooper Flagg. I think Cooper Flagg is going to. What did you say earlier about Nico Collins? I think
he's recession proof.
I think he's not going to be a bust, right? Like I don't think he is going to be a bust. I think he does too many things well in the league that he will. He may not be a superstar, but he will be, you know, a really good starter in the league, at the very least. But Clint, I do feel differently because of what you talked about there. He's going to a team, Clint, where most guys that come out and that are really like saviors, we've seen recently, from the Zions to LeBron to others who have been thought to, hey man, these guys are once in a lifetime prospects. Those guys haven't usually gone to teams that have two champions that have been major pieces of champions that can still play, like Anthony Davis and Kawhi, or not Kawhi, but Kyrie Irving. They generally don't go there. Jason Kidd, who has been a really good coach and a Hall of Fame player and a champion in the league, they usually don't have that. And a team that was, what, a year ago in the finals. So they've got a lot of players that have been there. So I do feel a little bit different that he gets to come in and really feel himself out and not have the pressure of having to just be the complete savior.
Yeah, it's a total different approach when you come in and take a guy like that and go, hey, man, I need you to be the third best player on this team and not carry the load versus, hey, man, we're dysfunctional as hell and I need you to come in here and change the culture. So, yeah, this could all end up working out for Onico, man. We'll see.
Yeah, well, that's the part he does have to overcome because he will certainly come out there and butcher that if anybody can.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we talked about this a bit with Brandon, but more details there. Fred Van Vliet, he is planning to sign a new deal. As you know, they kind of pushed back the deadline on trying to figure out a way to restructure his contract. He was initially owed off the team option, the player option of $44.9 million is what his contract was going to be this upcoming season. They have now worked a deal out where reports are that Fred is planning to sign a new two-year $50 million deal, $25 million. That feels much better. That feels more like into where Fred is and you feel comfortable. And so that is going to give them something to do with a little extra money they had. What we're hearing from Kevin Durant is that he potentially will potentially take less than the max so they can do some things. So it looks like the two veterans, the two champions on this team, are doing things to kind of slow things up and give themselves a chance to add more to this team. So, you like to see that, and this feels a lot better for the Rockets where they can have Fred. And it's a smart move for Fred, Clint, because there's not a lot of situations better than being here in Houston with adding Durant for Fred VanVleet.
I think it's a huge statement by Fred VanVleet, and it's almost being echoed by Fred VanVleet from that was originally started with Kevin Durant talking about taking less money. And now Fred VanVleet obviously taking less money. Steven Adams signing a deal earlier in the offseason that's viewed as by many that it's a team friendly deal. I think it's just a huge statement of where the Rockets are, man. The stars have aligned. The time is now. The players that are available, the ones that have the ability to be retained or being retained, and they want to be here. Stars want to be here. Veterans that want to win a championship want to be here. And the youngsters are well documented, the kind of young players Ime Udoka and Rafael Stone have brought in here. So it's just the timing is now, man. It's a beautiful day to be a Rockets fan for sure.
No, it is. All right, coming up as we continue here, one of the great things about the Houston Texans is they have so many young players that you feel very, very confident they have not played their best ball yet. Guys like Will and CJ and Derek Stingley, you still think, boy, there's another level for those guys. In particular, with this team coming into training camp and that will be put on the field this year, how many guys out there do you feel could go the other way? How many guys do you sense have a chance to potentially take a step back? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I mean, I've finally gotten past this, but there was just, you could have not sold me that this person, especially when this song came out, that person there.
What a time.
Russell Wilson is her soulmate. now you can see it. Like, what year did this come out? Like, whenever this came out, there is...
Early 2000s,
there is
right?
Nothing about Sierra that says,
let's ride.
Her soulmate's that guy. Her soulmate's the guy that comes up when they ask everybody what where your name and what school you're in. Never did I think when I heard this song and saw this video that her soulmate would be the guy that comes up and goes, Russell Wilson, quarterback, a whole pack of Badgers.
Mr. Unlimited.
By the way, to answer your question,
the whole pack
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Badgers.
Stop. This lovely tune done by Ludacris and Sierra came out in 05.
Oh yeah, no chance. And he was a whole pack of I think he was a pack at the end.
I wasn't even driving yet.
God, dog, man.
Let's ride.
I mean, I think we've got to start sitting here thinking here that Russell Wilson has pulled off one of the greatest things in American history right now, that he pulled that off. That he took her from Future.
Go Big Blue.
Wow. Shad Moss is rolling around in his living grade. If you don't know who that is, that's Bow Wow.
Is Bow Wow dead?
No, that's in his living grade.
Oh, his living grade.
Yeah, he's rolling around in his living grade.
Snoop's nephew still with us.
I saw him host something, and his daughter, he interviewed his daughter, and his daughter said, Dad, why am I taller than you?
Yes, a little. Hey, when I was a kid, I had that first album he came out with.
Russell Wilson.
The Browns.
A whole pack of Badgers. I'm sorry.
And he ended up with this.
You bought a Bow Wow album?
I'm talking like my preteen years. like that very first one that came out with the Browns color scheme, the Cleveland Browns color scheme.
Did it have the dogs on the front?
Yeah, and he's a real little kid with some braids. Yeah, I jammed the I jammed the crap out of that that little Bow Wow.
That had to be, you had to be watching like Mike.
Oh, great movie.
That is not a great.
That's a good kids movie.
It's a decent kids movie.
I wouldn't watch it again now.
Shoes, man. That's when I looked at Morris Chestnut, man. Like, this is where you are, dog, man. You was Ricky, man. You got shot in the back, man. You was Morris Chestnut, man. This your best man. You Lance. Now you.
That's something. Now you
Bow Wow's guardian / teammate. But he's recovered. Shout out to Morris Chestnut. Got Watson. Got him a TV show on network television. Good for him. All right, Clint. If I were to tell you, text line 713-572-4610, YouTube, Twitch. I see you, Joel Hernandez. I see you, folks. If I were to say to you, hey, man, I think the Texans have a couple of guys that you could at least have a conversation about that could take steps back from their play from last year. I think we feel like there's a lot of guys who are looking to take off the next step.
Is that the rocket ship move?
I'm not doing the rocket ship. Are there any players that you have some concerns or thoughts? Like, yeah, maybe their production, their play, their game doesn't quite match what it was last year.
I don't know if. Yeah, look, I would go with Jalen Petrie. I think for me on the defensive side of the football, we're looking at a secondary that is going to be viewed as a top three secondary in the game, at least from jump. We'll see what happens. The expectations are going to be through the roof, and I think if I look across the board on this defense, there's one concern for me in terms of being able to get it done. And it's Jalen Petrie in coverage situations. And I'm not even referring to the Davante Adams Jets touchdown, Aaron Rodgers to Davante Adams. That he should have never been put in that position. And D'Amico, he knew it immediately and he knows it now. Like, he never should have been put in that position. The reality of it is I think the jury's still out on whether Jalen Petrie can cover in the slot well enough to not have a short leash from a sense of, boy, we better be able to go to some kind of coverage strong nickel defender in a hurry. Because that's the one position that I look at this secondary that if I'm an offensive coordinator of the opponent, I am going to try to get Jalen Petrie in a pickle. I'm going to try to get Azeez Al-Shaair and Henry Toa in a pickle. But the one that is going to be the easiest and is going to be outside the box the most is Jalen Petrie. And so I worry about Jalen Petrie. I don't know that I would call it a step back, Ron, although it would be because they're obviously really high on him. I don't know if it's as much a step back as just I worry about it getting exposed.
Yeah, because what's the adjustment, right?
Yeah.
Because D'Amico and Matt Burke and crew, they did a really good job of not really allowing him to be in positions, except for that one that gets talked about a lot, but not be in those positions. He seemed to be playing from a strong position often. He seemed to be playing in his strengths, and you would imagine that film is being watched and teams are going to try to do things to create and force him into a mismatch. Yeah. And maybe that's lining up receivers in different spots, like at the running back spot where he's forced to have to cover or whatever. They will try to do that, but I could see an adjustment from other offenses trying to do that. How about some of the veterans? You think Danielle Hunter is somebody, Joe Mixon somebody? You think some of the veterans are guys that potentially we may see them not play at the level we've watched them play, and they may come back a little bit?
Well, I think one guy that I just mentioned was Azeez.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know that, I'll be honest with you, I don't know that I wouldn't welcome that. I mean, I think Azeez, you want to talk about a guy that kind of hamstrings your defense a little bit. Is we saw it last year in the Chiefs game, is if you're going to play a split safety defense and you're going to keep your safeties and play a little bit more of a safer brand of coverage, if you will, and you're going to allow a tight end to roam the middle of the field against Azeez Al-Shaair, I think you're asking for it. And we saw him get exposed last year, and so again, we start talking about taking a step back. I don't know that I wouldn't welcome somebody else in those critical situations playing for Azeez Al-Shaair instead of him being left on the field in those situations. If there's somebody out there at that linebacker position that gives us a better chance. So would it be a step back? Yes, because you're playing fewer snaps. Would it be a step back? Yes, because you're not trusted in those passing situations or those specific coverage situations. So the veteran I would pick would be Azeez Al-Shaair there.
Yeah, and they've everything you've said. It seems like the Texans have prepared for that, right? They bring in EJ Speed, who potentially could be that guy, and you know, to add to that. So it seems like they have prepared for that. If I had to go one for me, and some of those veterans you can see that. If I had to go one. As someone texted, I can see Dalton Schultz taking another step back.
Ooh, boy, that'd be hard to do. That'd be hard to do. Can't create separation and isn't willing to pass protect.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell else you want from a tight end.
Someone texted, I see Kalen Bullock potentially taking a step back. He's still young with people taking advantage of his aggressiveness. Not a bad one. I'm in the same ballpark. Mine would be Kamari Lassiter. Just because I was a bit surprised last year how teams decided to attack him. I was surprised. I'll never forget where Anthony Richardson seemed to appear to forget what number Stingley and Lassiter wore, and for some reason he kept attacking 24 instead of 4. It was very strange. But I wonder what it looks like after having tape on him, how teams attack Kamari Lassiter. Right? Like I do, obviously the speed thing and the 40 time thing, he absolutely flushed down the toilet with his play last year. But I do wonder what that, he's the one young guy, Clint, where I'm like, I'm not saying his best game and best ball ain't ahead of him. I do wonder if it's going to be at the same level it was last year.
Yeah, that is a that's a good one, Ron. That's probably the best one that we've discussed. I mean, because I liken him to C.J. Stroud a little bit in a sense of, boy, his first year was so damn good that, you know, it's going to be hard to duplicate. It's going to be hard to meet those expectations. Everybody's going to expect this guy to be the next Derek Stingley, and maybe he will. But he could be Kamari Lassiter of last year and be pretty damn good, be really good for this team. So I don't know that he's going to be able to improve off of last year. And the other part of that is I think D'Amico did a really good job last year of, I don't want to say compensating or protecting, but literally not putting Kamari Lassiter in a bad spot. Like, it's crazy. If you go back and look at it, it's crazy how many times Kamari Lassiter was and I use the word protected, but not, I hope everybody knows I don't mean it in a negative light. But it's crazy how many times when, you know, he's got somebody running a go route against him and he's 5 yards, he's playing a soft coverage or a bell coverage. D'Amico really protected him last year. Does he continue to do that, or does he take the next step and expose him a little bit more? We'll see.
Yeah, someone texted him, very, as you said it, Lassiter's rookie season was like CJ's rookie year.
Yeah.
That guy in Washington might be dealing with it too, coming off his year. Coming up as we continue here, we'll get your best bets, make you some money, and folks, he's hot. He's not single, though, but he is hot out there. He is in the green, 4 for 5. Let's make you a little cash tonight. And I think the Astros showed last night, even with everything that's surrounding their team, why they are potentially one of the most scary teams in the American League when it comes to October. We'll discuss that coming up next.
I liked your voice.
Finish it. Go hard.
You're gonna get hard.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Right on there with the beat here.
Little Jeezy get you turned on.
Fired up there is Clint Sterner. Okay, all right, calm down.
Finish it. Go hard. Yeah. Come on, baby. I'm coming in there to get that work.
We're going to Traverse City, Michigan, babe.
We are heading out.
Taking my lady with me.
In the morning.
We're going to play a little golf. We're going to get practiced up so I can whoop Tyler's ass whenever he gets a nerve up. Have me a little wine.
That's a good one.
Come on.
Just everything I was smiling with until you brought that up. Coming up.
I haven't seen you smile much today, man.
Shove it up your ass.
See? Thank you.
I just love that phrase. I love when people shove it up your ass.
It is a good phrase.
No, coming up behind us, Texans All Access.
I'm not a fan of.
You are. Come and shove it up your ass. I mean, especially when it's said like that.
I mean, it's aggressive. Like,
shove it up your ass.
I don't think you're joking. I think you're dead serious. When you go that route.
Hey, shove it up your ass, buddy.
Yeah, oh, so you had the buddy. Serious. No, it's pal. If you had the pal on it, that means serious business. Shove it up your ass, pal.
Are you calling pal, bucko?
That's serious. Oh, bucko's good, too. Shove it up your ass, bucko.
We can take this thing outside if you want
y'all
now.
Y'all sound like that's what y'all do at an Astros game. Y'all are screaming from the stands.
Come on, bucko.
That's a good one. Come on, tough guy. You were talking.
Come on, brother. Shove it up your ass, brother. And like,
maybe Hogan, outside, Cletus.
Hogan, the way Hogan says. It can't be Cletus unless it's somebody's name. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. We just talked about this, fellas. This fella, EJ Speed, he will join the show.
He'll join
the fellas. EJ Speed spoke his ass up, and he is going to be on with the fellas tonight, Texans All Access. Also coming up behind them, the fellas, Area 45, the best late night sports show in all of Houston, 7 to 11. They will have the post game as well as the Astros look to take this series tonight versus the Phillies. Chris Santiago, Patrick Creighton, and Sean Bajan. He's wearing his GOAT shirt, folks, so you know he's in rare form. And Tyler's fired up, man. He's feeling good. He went 4 for 5 last night. The team total is only one that got him. He went 4 for 5 last night. Hopefully he can make you some money again tonight as we will get best bets going again. So stay tuned for that. Ooh, a good one from Irwin. Blow it out your ass. Yeah, that's a good one. Blow it out your ass.
I mean, I'm a little more comfortable with that part of it than the other one.
Shoving it?
Yeah, I'm not.
So you're better with blowing it than shoving it?
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, I'm a little more comfortable with that kind of stuff. You
know? I would have guessed that. I mean, it makes sense.
The most famous blow it out your ass I feel in a movie is Major League. Okay. When Charlie Sheen finally comes up.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of the bullpen, and he stops being like the corporate nice Charlie Sheen, and Randy Quaid's up there, who is just chastising him the whole time. And he comes out and he finally goes back to being Wild Thing, and he gets the mohawk again going, and he walks out and he goes, "Blow it out your ass." And he says something else. And Randy Quaid goes, "Oh my God! Oh my God! He's back! Wild Thing's back!" And then that girl goes, "Oh God! Crank it, Larry," or whatever his name is, and he start playing that damn music. That's the blow it out your ass. I that comes to my mind. Ooh, boy, that almost got to me there. That's a flashback. By the way, tonight, as Tyler said, he'll be there. Not first baseline, folks. Third baseline. Look for him. Third baseline.
I'm directionally.
He's gonna watch. I know. He's
white
gonna
t-shirt, watch. White T-shirt. White Space City T-shirt.
And
hat on backwards.
He has threatened that every time it gets really
back, you can probably see up his nostrils.
It gets really, really low. He is gonna scream, Gordo or whatever he is.
Big C.
Big C.
Big C.
So see if you can hear that rolling around, uh-huh. But. Big C's going tonight, but I think last night, and we'll have a chance to see it tomorrow potentially as well, as the Astros will take on the Phillies again. Hunter Brown goes and gets the ball. Clint, to me, that's what makes the Astros so scary in October. When Dana Brown a few weeks ago said, "I think this team is built for the postseason in October," a big thing is, and if you missed it, our guy Robert Flores said it, you got those split aces at the top. And you can go one. They can do this to good offense. They can flat shut down offenses. And I'm not saying they're the only pitchers, but when you got the pressure to face those two at the front of the rotation in a series, and you could be looking at down two. I mean, Framber didn't have his good stuff yesterday. Walked four and didn't give up a run to that offense in seven innings. That's the scary thing about what they potentially bring to the table.
Definitely the scary thing. You'd rather not put that pressure on those two guys to shut down this Phillies lineup or one of the best lineups in the game in order to win a series. But it's definitely possible. They're capable of getting it done. The crazy part of it to me is not what Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez can and have done. It's the way in which they've produced runs, whether it's one run last night in a critical situation, one swing of the bat. My man Cooper Hummel, man, puts one over the wall in right center and is stoked out of his mind, which rightfully so he should be.
Hell yeah.
Or it's a combination of them throwing up seven or eight runs, and it's Pena and Paredes and Cam Smith and Jake Myers doing the damage. It's just wild the way the Astros have gotten to the point, had the success, gotten the production that they've gotten this year. It's crazy to think that they've done it with the fellas that they've had to roll out there, and how quickly those guys have turned the corner.
Yeah, you and then when you combine it with though, like, they can literally go themselves, Abreu and Hader, right? Like they can do that, which is like, you got a problem if that's what you got to deal with in the postseason with the Astros, and that is a scary proposition for anybody. Text line coming through. You're going to love TVC Michigan. Don't skip Glen Arbor is what someone texted. All right. Appreciate
it's already it. One of the courses on the list. I saw the itinerary. It's on the list.
Yep. I know we got Wolverine tomorrow.
Wolverine's on the list.
Gary Player in the Bear.
The Bear's on the list.
Jack Nicklaus. So it should be fun. We will absolutely let you know about that. And also, Rockets will nail their pick tonight with the 10th pick and add another legit baller. Okay.
They traded that pick.
I know. I just...
doing
next line coming in. You gotta be on that. You keep watching for that though.
Yeah, you check it out. Let's know who they pick.
Let us know if you like who they add to this team with that 10th pick. All right, Tyler, let's do the thing. Let's make some money. 4 for 5 yesterday, back into the green, 80%. What you got for the people tonight?
That's right, as it has been, given that these NBA finals are all done with, we're in Houston and don't care about hockey, and there ain't football back yet. Five more MLB bets on a Wednesday. 5 bets. We have 4 or 5. Damn near perfection. Needed it in a big way. Feeling good about it. Here are your Wednesday best bets listed very quickly. If you miss any, go to my Twitter at TMLRealDeal. First, Twins. Those Minnesota Twins. First 5 innings money line as they host the Seattle Mariners. Next, I got the New York Mets. Money line at -130 for them.
They need to get it going.
Yes.
They're 1-9 in their last 10.
And they're hosting a good Braves team tonight, but I'm on the Mets money line. That's number 2. Next best bet, Rays and Royals tonight in Kansas City, under 9.5 runs in that game between the Royals and Rays. It appears that Ron the Show absolutely hates that bet.
I just hate the Royals and what they're doing right now to me. It's more than 9.
I get that.
Frustration with them.
Strohs make me
But cuss. It makes sense. Michael Walker's been pitching well.
Okay. So maybe you do like it. And then your last two, they pertain to this Astros game happening in just a little over an hour over at Daikin Park. First off, I'm back on it. The only bet we did not hit last night. I got faith it's going to hit tonight. It needs to hit tonight. More runs. Strohs over 3.5 total runs for their team tonight against the Phillies. And then lastly, the Astros and Big C plus 1.5 runs tonight. Hump day action over at Daikin. Those are your 5 best bets. Please love
them. Yeah, I don't know. These are his last few starts. Zach Wheeler, earn run zero, earn run one, earn run zero.
Welcome to H-Town, where the squad is inevitable. Now,
May 29th, they did give up 6.
They'll get to the pen. They'll get to the pen, Tyler. Don't
worry
about
it. They'll get to the pen. There you go.
Faith, all right.
Man. Oh, we'll I'm see. Feeling good. And
I like the Strohs plus 1.5, to be honest with you.
Well, get that thing.
No, I'm good.
All right.
You asked me what I like. I like it.
There you go. All right. Texans All Access behind us. Area 45.
I like Pena over 1.5 bases.
He got him last night, didn't he? 1 for 3, got that double. All right. We'll be at out tomorrow, but we will reconvene from Traverse City, Michigan on Friday. We'll talk to you then. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Robert Flores. 1,000 show tomorrow, MLB Central. Shout out to Brandon Scott. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
How raunchy will they get?
Yeah.
It just always has to get back to horny with you, doesn't it?
It really does.
It just always has to get back to horny with you.
And I feel good about that.
It gets back to I can't help it. I'm just sexual. Coming up next.
You know don't the answer
have
to that.
You don't have to answer that. Coming up next.
It's not no.
Weird.
Wait. Tease.
The lineups are out. 2 takeaways.